Our first subway stop guide link view in browser. Link click open equals TGNU1QXSSRKKU9N1MU. Heading level 2 subway stop guide. Heading level 1 Greenpoint Ave. Our subway stop guide consists of fewer, better, and more thoughtful recommendations. We look for places that are dedicated to organically farmed, low intervention, living wines. We're kicking off this ongoing series with the G train stop at Greenpoint Ave. Heading level 4 1 Shema Tent Restaurant. Heading level 4 Affordable Model List, Versatile Food, Casual Weeknight Dinner. Heading level 4 2 Adelina's Restaurant. Heading level 4 Vegetarian Friendly, Italian Food, Wine on Tap. Heading level 4 3 Duke's Liquor Box, Bottle Shop. Heading level 4 Good for a Night In, Small Selection, Good Music. Heading level 4 4 Achilles Heel Restaurant / Bar. Heading level 4 Cozy Winter Spot, Fireplace, Snacks. Heading level 4 5 Dandelion Wine, Bottle Shop. Heading level 4 Weekly Tastings, Friendly Recommendations. Greenpoint, also known as Little Poland, was originally farmland, so it felt right to start here. Today, Meserolave and Kalyarsant still bear the name of the original farming families. Stroll down eager to get to our first stop. Shema Tent. Heading level 3 Link 1. Shema Tent. Link Restaurant at 90 Kalyarsant. Shema Tent is the neighborhood restaurant, owned and operated by Jake Labor and Aidan O'Neill, with food rooted in French technique. We spoke with Link Zoe Laird, the former beverage director, who by sheer will, transformed the entire wine list to bottles that are naturally produced. Her aim was to have a solid selection of affordable wines in the $45 to $65 range, making Shema Tent the place to go on a casual weeknight and not break the bank. Zoe understood that her Brooklyn customers were open to new and interesting tastes when choosing a bottle, so she was willing to take risks that were a little out there. Think, Link emanate from the Canary Islands. The versatile food at Shea makes it easy to choose what you'd like to drink and craft your meal around it. But if you're looking for a suggestion, we'd say go for brunch, get the pancakes, and pair it with a pate nat from the Loire. Although Zoe is no longer with Shema Tent and has since moved on, the list still has her fingerprints all over it. Heading level 3 Link 2 Adelina's Link Restaurant at 159 Greenpoint Avenue. Toby Mugini runs this long-standing Greenpoint bar / restaurant serving up plant-based and vegetable-focused Italian food. Toby himself has been a vegetarian for 25 plus years. Behind the bar you'll find 10 chalk-labeled barrels of wine on tap, a conscious decision that ties into Toby's concept of reducing the restaurant's carbon footprint with fewer glass bottles and cork. Another benefit of having wines on tap: taste a few things before deciding on your glass or carafe. If you do decide to go for a bottle, you can choose from a number of great Italian wines, like Bianco Orange from Amasia San Giorgio, imported by Link Living Wine, that are a little tougher to find elsewhere. Heading level 3 Link 3 Duke's Liquor Box Link Bottle Shop at 114 Franklin Street. Tucked away in the back behind the liquor, their small wine room is devoted to low intervention, low to no sulfur wines. Find Anthony and ask him what he's excited about. He might give you a few music recommendations as well. Come here to get a bottle from Link Dufager or Link La Clarine Farm for a night in, and go next door to get a pie from Polly G's Slice Shop. Heading level 3 Link 4 Achilles Heel Link Restaurant at 180 West Street. A gastropub by Andrew Tarlow, known for Diner, Marlowe & Sons, etc. Achilles Heel still feels like the cozy, low-key place to catch up with old friends on a Sunday afternoon. This near waterfront bar has a curated, not overwhelming wine list with special bottles like those by Link Pardi de Cruz or Link Clos Lentiscus, perfect for sipping by the fire on a cold day. Heading level 3 Link 5 Dandelion Wine Link Bottle Shop at 153 Franklin Street. The name itself, Dandelion Wine, dates back to a homemade, medicinal wine that's rich and warm. Much like the drink, Dandelion Wine is a comforting, friendly spot that's as much local hangout as wine store. When Lily Peachin opened the shop in 2008, she had the idea of making Dandelion Wine feel like a neighborhood dive bar. The shop preserves this concept today, with a down-to-earth staff, weekly tastings, paired with she-wolf bread, and plenty of dog treats. Is there a subway stop you'd like to see featured next? Reply to this email with some thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. If you've enjoyed this newsletter, please consider forwarding it to a friend. Thank you. Link click up and equals TGNU1QXSSRKKU9N1MU. Heading level 2 follow US for what to drink. Link view on Instagram. Copyright 2020 damp. All rights reserved. Want to change how you receive these emails? You can link update your preferences or link unsubscribe.